A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. This week's staff is sponsored by Dr. Eric Miller, a proud participant in honor of his wife. May they have Arichas Yomim Vishonim together, Virov Nachas. Today's daf, Shabbos Ayin Beis, Shabbos 72b, pagination page 144. The Gemara at the very top of the page considers a specific case in which we want to know whether you're going to be obligated in an atonement offering or not. Bear in mind that when it normally says the word chayiv in Maseches Shabbos, it's talking about a capital offense. Chayiv, obligated. Potter means rabbinic. If you're chayiv, capital offense, so that's extremely serious if it was done purposely. Our case over here is not you're doing it purposely. You'll see very clearly there's a mistake that he's making. And therefore, we're only talking about the possibility of an atonement offering. Now, until this time, we were discussing cases where a person made a mistake. Either he didn't know it was Shabbos, or he didn't know that this activity was prohibited on Shabbos. The new case, as we'll see, is that he's making a mistake in the activity itself, meaning logistics. He didn't realize that by lifting his hand in this way, he was going to cut grass. The initial case of the Gemara is a knife fell into the grass. He didn't realize it was so embedded in the grass that when he pulls up, it's going to come up like a weed whacker. It's going to come up with the full grass, just plucked. He didn't realize that. And therefore, the activity which he did not even intend malacha at all. Not that he did malacha, but didn't realize. He didn't intend to do malacha. This has probably happened to most people, where you're leaving a bathroom, and out of habit, you shut the light. You didn't intend to shut the light even. If someone asked you, are you shutting the light? Of course not, it's Shabbos. So what did you just do? I don't know what I just did. You didn't even intend for malacha. Forget about that you forgot it's Shabbos or you forgot that this malacha is forbidden. You didn't even intend to do the thing that you did. And that's this Gemara's question. So the Gemara begins at the top of the page. Niskavin lagbias hatolush. If a person intended to pick up something that's detached, such as a knife, Rashi gives the example, v'chota chasamachuber, and he lifts up with it, detaching grass, the malacha of kotzer, of harvesting, of detaching growing things from their place of growth, potter, your potter, that's not a malacha that you're going to have to bring an atonement for, it's not a carbon application. Lach toches hatolush. But what happens if the person intended to cut detached things? He has a knife in his hand, and he thinks he's cutting hay, detached. V'chota chazamachuber. But without realizing it, what he thought was fresh cut grass actually was fresh attached grass. Rava amar potter. Rava says you're still potter. Because you never intended to do a behavior that's forbidden on Shabbos. The carbon is when you intended to do the behavior but you didn't know it was forbidden, or you intended to do the behavior but you didn't know it was Shabbos. Part of the equation is missing. Over here, I didn't intend to do the malacha. I didn't intend to cut attached grass.
So the fact that he should be looking into this issue before doing this action exempts him.
The fact that you should know, well, this is not a moral issue. It's whether
more carefully should have
known. You should have been more careful. We could discuss separately in our Musar Shmuz. Mm-hmm. But did you do did you qualify for a carbon? You have to be doing intentionally what you're doing. By Shabbos, for example, there's a whole rule, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. It has to be intentional. We'll see on the next daf that all 39 categories are intended to be human creativity. You're doing something. He didn't intend to do anything. Not that he forgot it's Shabbos or he didn't know it's forbidden. He didn't intend to do anything. Abaya Machayev, Abaya, there is a dissenting opinion, but we're going to focus on Rava. Rava says Potter. Rava says that's still not a malacha. Rava Amar Potter, Dala Niskavin Lachaticha de Isura. He didn't intend to do a cutting that is forbidden. Now, Rava brings a fascinating proof from what seems to be a very enigmatic brisa. I'm about 6 or 7 lines from the top, in the middle of a line. Amar Rava mina amina la. Rava says, how do I know this? Detanya, listen to this brisa. Chomer Shabbos mishaar mitzvahs, v'chomer shaar mitzvahs mishabbos. There's a case that Shabbos is more severe than other mitzvahs, and there's a case where other mitzvahs are more severe than Shabbos. Okay. Chomer Shabbos mishaar mitzvahs. Shabbos is more severe. Shehas Shabbos by Shabbos asher shtayim behelam echad. If you do 2 things in one, forgetting. Remember our case. You harvested and you grind something in the same forgetting. Even though they're both Shabbos violations. Chayev kol achas va'achas. That's the whole concept of 39 categories. That you could rack them up. Because even though it starts off from one, do not violate Shabbos, but it branches off into 39 categories, and every one of them is considered a significant violation. If you do them all in the same forgetting, you're going to be obligated as many times as there were. Masha'enkin b'sha'ar mitzvahs, which is not true by other mitzvahs, and the Gemara takes that to mean regarding avodah zarah, idol worship. The Gemara tells us, I'm just overviewing because we don't have that much time, the Gemara gives us an example, you could see it in the Gemara if you choose, about 12 lines from the bottom, the Omar Rabbi Ami, that Rabbi Ami said, starts off with an abbreviation, Zivech, if a person slaughters an animal for Avodah Zarah, V'kiter, he brings Kitores, Besamim, incense to the Avodah Zarah, V'niseich, and he poured wine in front of the idol, Ba'alama achas, and he does them all in the same forgetting. Ein chayav ela achas. He's only obligated one violation. Let's say he didn't know, he's on tour in whatever country, and he forgets that there's such a thing as avodah zarah. He gets caught up in the tourist thing. And he doesn't know, he never heard that pouring wine in front of avodah zarah. What did I do wrong? So if he does these things, even though they are 3 branches of the same Avera, very similar to Shabbos, with 39 branches of the same Avera, but by Shabbos, the 39 categories actually are taken to be significant behaviors, and each one would obligate him in a new atonement offering. But by Avodah Zarah, even though they're different ways to do idol worship, but they're not separate independent things to obligate you in different atonements. It's all one violation called idol worship, and if he did different types of idol worship in one forgetting, it's one atonement. And that's the first part of the brisa, that Shabbos is different than other mitzvahs meaning avodah zarah. Let's go back, if you could, to the top of the page, and finish off the second part of the brisa, because that's where Rava's proof is from. So we're about 13 lines from the top, I'm guessing, the beginning of a line. V'chomer, sha'or mitzvahs mishabbos, and other mitzvahs are more severe than Shabbos. Shabbos sha'or mitzvahs, by other mitzvahs, shogag v'lo miskavin. If you did it by mistake, without intent, and that Rava says is my case, I did it by mistake, without intent. The mistake is not that I didn't know it was Shabbos. The mistake is not that I didn't know it's forbidden to do this. The mistake was, I didn't know that by doing this, I would cut an attached growth. and below misgavin, and I didn't intend for it. Chayiv. By other mitzvahs, there's a case where you'll be chayiv. Mashen kim b'Shabbos, by Shabbos you'll be potter. You won't be. What's the case? Let's jump on to tomorrow's daf. Shabbos ayin gimel on the top. Elolav, the way to learn this brisa is, Reisha ba'akum, the first part of the brisa is regarding Avodah Zarah, which is what we discussed, that you did multiple violations in one forgetting. By Shabbos, you'll be obligated multiple times, as we've been discussing. By Avodah Zarah, you'll only be obligated one atonement. V'seifa, on the second part of the brisa, where Rava wants to bring his proof to this cutting grass on Shabbos case, v'sha'or mitzvahs, what's the case? V'shogeg below miskavein, that you did it by mistake without intent. V'sha'or mitzvahs hechidami, what's the case? Desavar shumanhu, the guy thought that it's a permitted fat, a fatty piece of meat from the animal. He thought it's shuman, which is the word used for permitted fat. V'achlo, and he ate it and realized it was chelev, which is forbidden fat, the technical term for forbidden fat. So, in that case, he's going to be obligated in an atonement, even though he had no intent. It's not that he forgot that there's kosher. Mm-hmm. He intended to eat it, but he totally thought that it's permitted activity. Masha'en kem b'Shabbos, whereas by Shabbos, if you do an activity, you lift the knife thinking it's permitted to do it, the potter. You'll be potter. There's no violation. There's no need for an atonement. Because if a person intended to cut detached growth, which is in the equation is the equivalent of eating kosher food, and you ended up finding out I was doing something forbidden, potter, that's potter. There's no violation. Again, there are different ways you can make a mistake in Shabbos observance. You could forget it Shabbos, atonement offering, but that's only one for the entire batch. You could forget that this malacha is forbidden, and the next one is forbidden, and everything that you forgot, so then you're obligated atonements across the board for each violation, which the Brisa says, which is not the way it's going to be by Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah has different forms of violation, but they're not different categories. The third case, which is the one we wanted to tackle today, is the case where I know it's Shabbos, and I know the malacha is forbidden. But the activity that I did, logistically, I never knew that this activity is going to accomplish one of the malachas. As far as I was concerned, I was cutting a cucumber that was detached. Turns out, as I snip, someone says, you know, that cucumber was never plucked. So suddenly, the activity which I did, which was never intended to be a malacha, turns out did a malacha. And over there, Rava says, you're potter. Shabbos requires that you intend to do something. You intend to detach the growth, for example. But if you didn't intend that, then you're going to be potter. Yeshakach, a good day, a good chaydish, and a good Shabbos.